I love it. So welcome everybody to today's January 4th, 2020. And today's call, Free Zoom, is really just about how will you experience 2020? And this energy started to come up in my universe probably 2 to 3 months ago. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it to give you some information. And then if you guys have questions, if you want to ask something, you can type it in the chat. You can also come off mute, ask a question. But what I've been looking at is, you know, a new year is always really exciting, and a new year can also really trip us up, right? Because most of us go, okay, it's a fresh start. So what do I want to create this year that I've been refusing to create for the last 20 years, right? And this is the year I'm going to do it. And, you know, I've been sort of in the health industry, in the diet industry, in like, you know, self-improvement, whatever you want to freaking call it, been facilitating access consciousness for 7 years. And I see people, especially when it comes to weight in their bodies, make these really outrageous demands of change, and they maybe stick with it for 5 days, and then they judge themselves that they didn't stick with it. And what I've been looking at is, what if that isn't the way to create change? And so in my own life, I've been extremely result-oriented. Right? I love looking at numbers when it comes to money. You know, when I was 26 years old, I think I made, I don't know, like $147,000 my first year selling real estate. And I thought that was a big deal, right? I paid cash for a car. I thought that was a big deal. So I've always been, I've been an athlete. And so results are what I've been trained to go for. And for the longest time, when I first came to Access, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, would wedgie me. Hi, sweetness. Welcome, everybody, as you're joining. Would wedgie me, and he'd be like, Catherine, you're so result-oriented. I was like, well, what else? How else are you supposed to have a business? How else are you supposed to like make money if you don't set forth these results? And it wasn't until a couple months ago that I got this energy of what it's like to not create a business from results, not create a relationship from results, not create orgasms from results, not create money from results. And so as we're going into 2020, there's an energy of, what if the experience of wanting an energy was the energy that created it coming to fruition? I'm going to say that again. Okay. So what if the energy of wanting, right, and experiencing the wanting of an energy was the energy that created it coming to fruition? So when I say that, is it light? Right? Yeah. And so here's the deal. Trying to force an energy into existence and seeing if you're getting close to the result requires judgment, which cuts you off from having the energy of the experience. Right? Deb says, holy fuck. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So we're going to use the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement today. If you don't know what that is, you can go to accessconsciousness.com, or you can also go to theclearingstatement.com. Most of you are familiar with it. So we're just going to dive in. So everything you've done to cut yourself off from the experience of wanting something, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Baby, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and girls. Semi says, can you repeat slowly? I will do my best. Okay, so you guys are so cute. Okay, say again. Everything, and it's going to be different because unless my team got the clearing, okay, I'm making them work hard because I'm talking fast. So everything that doesn't allow you to enjoy the experience of wanting something that you don't yet have. Okay? Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. And I'll give you guys examples, right, wrong, good, bad, bok, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So here's an energy. How many of you go into the judgment or the wrongness of you because you want more money, or you want a new car, or you want to change jobs, or you want better sex in your relationship, or you just want sex, period. Okay. And you go into the judgment of not having it, right? As if there's something you're doing wrong. Does that make sense? Okay. So everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Woo, baby. Marguerite says, hot damn, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, men's. Yes, 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 yes. So Eloise says, I love this, Eloise. She says, I always think wanting equals desperate, right? Which is insane. So how many of you, and so blah, 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 I have like 100 things I want to talk about in regards to this, but we'll see where we get. So how many of you, and just close the door, okay? Because of the dryer. Thanks, bud. So how many of you go into like, ooh, I want, here's an example. How many of you have gotten ready for a date and you're nervous and excited for the date, right? And the energy before the date is like bubbles and goosebumps and like all this stuff. And then you get to the date and that energy goes away. Right? Or maybe that energy builds. But here's the thing, wanting a car is basically like the energy of anticipating having a date with a car. Most of you will go into the wrongness of that you want it and you don't yet have it. Am I making sense? Is this crazy? Only 100, ha ha ha. Okay, so everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, hands. And I love it because I think, Ava, are you translating? I love it. I love it. I'm coming to Hungary. I'm coming this summer. We're going to do a tour if we can figure out the dates. Awesome. Awesome. So we actually had a team meeting last week and we booked out 5 potential places in Europe that we want to come and do a no judgment diet tour. Yes, Geneva being one, Hungary, Paris, London, and I think Dublin actually. So yeah, baby. So Europe, you better get ready for NJD. Right. Yes, London for sure. London is on the tour. I'm hungry for Paris. I love it. So here's the deal, my friends, is when you are in the energy of not yet having it, but anticipating the energy of it, there is a moment in which that is where you can actually create it coming to fruition. Okay. So here's what I'll say about this. Wait, what about Israel? Well, I don't think this summer, but what would it take? Because I would love to come to Israel. I would love to come to Israel. Coming to India, I think in October, we're looking at India. So what else is possible, right, Roz? Okay, so Deb says, okay, it's like I know it's already there and then somehow I kill it. Exactly, we kill it with trying to get the result. We kill it. So here's what I'm gonna say, and I'll totally like zip open my crazy brain on business and results. So for the longest time, I would get an energy of a class. And whenever I got an energy of a class, I could see hundreds of people live in those classes. Hundreds, right? Online, all of it. I was like, well, I should have 1,000 people online. Why not? Like what, like I would get this vision. And so then I would drive the bus towards the hundreds or the thousands. And then the reality of the class, and there would be 5 people, 10 people, 25 people. And I'd be like, oh my God, I'm doing it wrong. Oh my God, I'm not getting out there. Oh my God, nobody's finding me. Do you notice the energy of that? Does that contribute to creating the creation, or does that kill the creation? Right? Yeah, Petra says it's like bad sex. Exactly. Exactly. There is nothing like anticipating having sex with someone and then it's bad. That doesn't really happen to me, right? Like Gary's like, don't you have bad sex? I'm like, no, not really. I have bad, like interesting experiences, but I don't have bad sex. It's really rare for me to have bad sex, okay? Yeah, like why fucking bother, says Deb. Exactly. And so, but my friends, if you were to be in the energy of appreciating the experience of creating a class, appreciate the experience of going car shopping, appreciate the experience of having to apply for a loan and possibly get denied or get approved, would that create an adventure that would allow more things to come to fruition? Holy Mother of Mary. So everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys. So in 2020, my personal, I won't even call it resolution, my personal choice and target for my living is to enjoy having the experience of things. So my old result-oriented brain used to go, I need to make $50,000 a month. Do you guys notice the energy on that? Light or heavy? Right? Not so light. But if I say, how many experiences can I have in a month that will generate more money than I could ever imagine? Is that open the door to a different possibility? Right. Cool. So awesome. So most of you are going into the judgment because you're asking for the money. But asking for the money to a humanoid is like having sex without any warm-up. Serious, right? Because you're like, I'm serious. So if you look at this, right? But you guys get it. Deb says true story. So if you're like, universe, I want the money, $50,000. And the universe is like, where's my flirtation? Where's my warm-up? Where's the gratitude? Where's the like, ooh, baby, thank you so much for letting me wake up in my bed this morning, right? And we're like, I need $50,000 or I need $5,000 or I need $100. Whatever it is you're asking is basically like meeting somebody, and some women, you can appreciate this, having a guy literally try to stick it in you without any foreplay, without any kiss, without anything. It is like, it's awful. Right? Okay. So everything that brings up for all y'all and everywhere you're having really bad sex when you're asking the universe for money, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yes. So my friends, what is it in 2020 you would like to experience? And if you're not experiencing it, what do you need to change? Right? So Deb says orgasmic living 24/7. Yeah. So there is no room for judgment in living orgasmically 24/7. There is no room for judgment if you want to have tons of money and lots of joy and create with consciousness. Right? There is no room for judgment if you want to change your body. Right. Gustav says, this is awesome. I love it. Gustav's working away. Bring it. Yeah, I'm done with judgment. And this is the thing, my friends. It is a total commitment. And no judgment diet, like our target is 10 million bodies and 10 million people out of judgment with their bodies. Because the reality is, we all judge a lot of different things, but the thing we judge the most that we pretend not to judge is our bodies. Make sense? Okay, but check this out. Would you trade your body for somebody else's body? Right, Marianne says, no way. Right. No way, Jose. Right. Because you'd have to have all of their insanities. Not for a billion. Exactly. You'd have to have all of their insanities. So what is it about your body you've been refusing to experience that everyone else would love to experience. Oh, dear Lord, everything that is times a godzillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Wow, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So Gustav says, I think my problem is that I think foreplay is hard work and I'm just not into it anymore. Right. Well, right, because you're looking at the result of foreplay instead of the experience of foreplay, which if you were to treat your work like foreplay, you'd make a lot more money. Oh, dear Lord. Okay, now I'm sweating. Everything that is times a godzillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, brilliant. So, Alyssa, I don't know if you got that clearing or the question. So the question is, What is it? So what is it that you have been refusing to experience with your body that if you allowed yourself to experience it, right? Others, like, so there's a bunch of energies around this, but just for a second, what is the experience of your body that other people love to experience that you've been refusing to experience? Holy shit is right. Exactly. Okay, you guys getting this? So if you were to allow yourself to perceive how other people experience your body and experience the energy of you in your body, with your body, what would that change for the planet? So notice today's Zoom is not what would you like to create in 2020? Because guess what? Most of us go into the judgment of what it needs to look like, of what we need to let go of how we need to be different, of what we need to change. Those are all judgments, not questions. But if we ask, how would you like to experience 2020? That's a totally different invitation for living. So one of the things I wrote with experiencing 2020, I'm like, I want more joy. I want more orgasms. I want more just ease. And it's funny. So we've been doing NJD every day for 65 days now. And those of you that don't know what NJD every day is every day I wake up and at 8:30 in the morning in mountain time, so same time every day for 15 minutes, we destroy and uncreate every judgment, decision, and conclusion we have about body, about money, about sex, about living, about business. And I mean, every topic comes up. And what's happening as we're doing this every day is that the people that are on it are having CRS, can't remember shit. They're laughing all the time. They're forgetting what they're supposed to do for the day, but they're literally starting to create from no point of view. Right? Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm glad you're here, Ola. So you will have the recording. We will send the recording out. Welcome, welcome. So, and this is the thing, my friends, is so with NJD every day, I am no longer capable of trying to create from results because it's heavy. So all I can do is have the experience of being in the moment and going, okay, well, what's possible now? And you guys notice when you're in the moment, that's the experience. Right? And we're closing. You guys are invited to join. We're closing the door. So it's 365 days. We're doing it for an entire year because my demand 2 months ago was I want to have an unrecognizable life a year from now. I already have an unrecognizable life in 2 months' time. So I wonder what's going to happen the next 10 months. Anyone's invited. We're closing the doors to that on January 15th. So if you've been looking at it, if you've been thinking about it, if you've been considering it, I highly recommend jumping on board. So Paula says, NJD is every day is awesome, although I'm having a grumpy pants day. Okay, so I love that, Paula. So one, what's right about it you're not getting? And two, what experience are you refusing to have with your body that other people are having with your body? Okay. Like if I let you guys have whatever experience you want to have with my body, does that create more or less in your universe? Yeah. Carol says more. If I were to judge my body while you're trying to have an experience of my body, what does that create in your universe? Exactly. And so while you guys are trying to change things about your body, about your money flows, about your business, are there judgments present that aren't allowing people to experience your body, your business, your money, right? So all the judgments you're using to avoid the receiving you could be choosing, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Whew, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. So what experience are other people having with you, about you, that you're refusing to choose? Okay. Everything that is times a godzillion. Will you guys destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, boys. So you guys notice that this conversation is like, wait, what? Catherine, you're bringing this like a totally different possibility that we haven't talked about. I opened the door yesterday on a Facebook Live, but I've been looking at this for several months with NJD every day and going, oh my gosh, this is actually changing everything. Because most of us are taught in order to have what we want to have, we have to figure out what we want, and then we have to figure out how to get it. Does consciousness work that way? No. Okay, Deborah says apparently not. Okay, cool. So now it can change. So everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, that is funny, exactly, Paula, to know, be, perceive, and receive, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, positions. And I love this. Paula says, I don't want to be seen today. And it's like, awesome, be an allowance of that. There's nothing wrong with it, but if it's heavy to force yourself to not be seen and it would be lighter to be seen, what's the choice? Or it's lighter to not be seen because you just need some space. There is no wrongness in the energy of experiencing. Okay? And so the place where I actually started to see this energy more than I've ever been willing to see it, and then I got to look at all the places I do it in business, was in my dating life, right? So cool. Paula says, thanks, Catherine. I feel bright already. Awesome. So my dating life, I've been basically on the market. I'll say on the market for 5 years, happily single by choice for 5 years, right? And I haven't really met someone that I actually can like the energies haven't been either the right time or the right match. Right. And so I've been dating, and the other day I noticed I started having feelings for someone, and I was like, oh, the old me would try to force hanging out with this person. The new me was like, oh my God, this is a really cool energy. I'm just going to hang out with this energy. And if they ever text or call me back, great. If they don't, great. You guys notice the difference in that. So most what I was doing in business is I would get the energy of a class, the energy of a creation, the energy of something. And then I would go, I got to force that into existence. Notice that that's not light. Notice that there's not an invitation for each of you to start to choose it. But if I was, oh my gosh, there's an energy of a class. Like our new tour for 2020 is called The Truth Uncovered. Okay? And it's all about the energy of how much time do we spend covering up our brilliance, covering up our bodies, covering up our desires, covering up our wishes, right? And so it's crazy because part of this energy, I sat with it for like 2 months. I was like, there's an energy in 2020 about being something. What if I didn't force it? And it's been like showing me all these possibilities. Now, last week it was like European tour, June 2020. Okay, great. What countries? When? Where? And now it's working out the logistics, but I didn't create the classes. I asked the classes when and where they wanted to be. And what was cool is as we were looking at the energies of each place, Hungary being one of them, right? Geneva, Switzerland being another one, London, Paris, and then Dublin, those were the five that popped the most. Now, are they all going to happen? We don't know because we have to work out the logistics. But what I was doing is I was like, all right, where do you want to be and when? And it started to like work itself out, and each one built on the momentum of the other. They weren't separate. Okay. So how much does the universe want to build on the momentum of everything you're asking for? A lot, a little, or a megaton? Megaton. Okay, but if you're focused on the result, can the momentum build? If you're focused on having an orgasm, can the foreplay build? No. And that's the only reason why I use sex as an analogy, because you guys actually can get how stupid you're being with the universe, because you would never do that. Or maybe you've tried it once in sex and you're like, never again. That wasn't very fun. Okay. So everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I'll give another really quick example. So yesterday I was in the grocery store minding my own business, and it's freezing in Aspen. We've been getting like snow and snow. It's like, it's cold. And at night it gets like, people wear furs in Aspen for a reason because it's so damn cold out. Okay. So I'm in the grocery store. I've got a fur on. I'm like doing my grocery shopping, and I'm just in my own little universe. And the grocery store in Aspen, one of them is terrible. The aisles literally are like so small, you can't get two grocery carts through the aisle. So people have to back up. Like, I mean, it's kind of a nightmare shopping there, but I know that. So I went in there and I was like, da, 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 da. Everyone's grumpy and cranky. And I was just like, all right, body. And I'm like, smile on my face. Nobody was bothering me. And so I'm like sitting in line, and there's a really long line, and I'm in front of these people that probably bought, I'm not exaggerating, 200 little tubs of ciabatta or Chiani Greek yogurt. They literally cleaned out the aisle because it was on sale. And I'm not joking. It was like 200. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to take forever. And I'm just like, okay, what can I create? What can I add to? Who can I smile at? What can I be? And this gentleman comes up around the corner. He goes, excuse me, ma'am, I'll take you over there. And I was like, thank you so much. And like, I had flowers, and he's like, thank you so much for your energy. And I was like, thank you for making my day. Right. And like, he brightened up. And then the person behind me brightened up because she was a piece of work, right? So I'm saying this because when you go for the experience, you start to change possibilities. Yeah, baby. Everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts. You are hilarious. I am hilarious. You guys should see it. I'm like laughter, and especially thanks to NJD every day. So Kitty says, how do you transfer this to body stuff? So with the body stuff, if you don't want to be experiencing pain, stop telling yourself you're in fucking pain. If you don't want to have cancer, stop telling yourself you have cancer. Okay. If you don't, like, you have to start to go. So for those of you that are in pain and dealing with body shit, because I don't take it lightly. I've been working in my private practice in Aspen. I work out of a spa and have my own space. And I've been seeing a lot of people with cancer, a lot of people that just got diagnosed. I've been seeing a lot of people post-cancer, and they have like parts of their bodies taken out. And it's so cool, because what we're doing and what I'm doing with their bodies is I'm energizing the molecules that are healthy. Okay. So is there, Kitty, right, at least one molecule in your body that is healthy that wants to be energized? Are there at least five molecules in your body that are healthy that want to be energized? Right? And so for some of you, when you're in pain, all you can do is look at the pain, but guess what? That creates more pain. So if you want to get out of pain, you have to stop looking at the pain and start looking at the 1% that's working. So maybe your face is clear and you have beautiful skin and everybody compliments you. You start with that. Maybe you have awesome hands and they're really ambidextrous and you're a great writer. You start with that, right? Maybe you love waking up in the morning and making yourself a cup of tea. You start with that. And you start to find the tiny 1% places in your life and in your body that actually are working. And you ask to turn it up. Yeah. Right. Gustav says, a very powerful friend of mine has been experiencing cancer and her slogan has been fuck cancer. Not sure I want to have sex with cancer. Exactly. Exactly. And so fuck cancer, if you guys look at the energy, fuck cancer has an energy of resistance and reaction. Instead of what's right about the cancer I'm not getting. So I had someone actually this week come to me last week. They were diagnosed with stage one breast cancer. So in the very early stages. And it was so cool to put my hands on her body, because I got all the energies of all the times that I've worked with people with cancer. There was a similar vibration I could perceive in my body that was giving me information of when my body knows somebody has cancer. Right? The next day, somebody came in and said, I'm really scared to go. I've got this lump in my breast. I'm afraid I have cancer. She didn't have the same vibration, but I still said, you should still go to your doctor. I am not like a medical person, right? I might be psychic and intuitive and love bodies, but I don't diagnose people. Okay. And so when somebody's doing fuck cancer, right? What's right about the cancer? What's right about the dis-ease? What is the person trying to get out of that they're not acknowledging? And so with this person at stage one, I started to ask her questions why she created the cancer. And she was totally willing to look at it. She came in the following week. This was last week. She came in this week, completely different person. And the vibration in her body on the cancer, like 75% gone. Okay. So yeah, it's been a few weeks that I've been hearing a noise that it doesn't really exist. So I went to the doctor and he said it's tinnitus and I'm freaked out. Apparently I've asked questions. I've done tons of things and nothing seems to work. Well, can it work if your conclusion is it's tinnitus? Right? She was here. Where'd she go? Right? So can it work if your conclusion is that it's tinnitus? So tinnitus is what? A question or a conclusion? And when the doctor told you it was tinnitus, was it light or heavy? Right? She was here. Where'd she go? Yeah, well, not sure or you don't want to know. Because not sure and maybe are the two things you can't say. Well, you can say it, just not on Zoom with me. Okay, so my friends, it's if you actually want to change what's going on, yeah, I'm hearing something no one else can. Awesome. What capacity do your ears and your body have that you're making wrong? Right? And so my friends, when stuff like this pops up, is it a problem or is it a possibility? Well, of course it's uncomfortable. You've never had it before. So podpoc everywhere, you're going into judgment about what it is instead of the possibility of what it is. But don't put that in your head. That it is tinnitus. Yes. So anytime we judge or label something, the body can't change. So I'll give you guys an example. I was working with somebody yesterday and they had most of their intestines removed them from their body due to cancer about a decade ago. And they've been convinced there's certain things that they have to just put up with and live with. And I had my hands on their body and I just asked, I was like, does your body want to regrow its intestines? And the person was like, oh my gosh, yes. And this person is like world-renowned healer, amazing practitioner, like insane, right? So I can have that kind of conversation. And the person was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And I was like, so can we take off all the labels of the doctors and all the conclusions and all the projections and everywhere the doctors told you you're going to have to live like this for the rest of your life. You're going to have to live without intestines for the rest of your life. You're going to have to live without this for the rest of your life. Can we take everywhere that they inserted their point of view and opinion onto your body? Can we take it off your body? Right? And they said, yes. And then literally I could perceive, he's like, oh my gosh, I think they're growing. He's like, I can perceive phantom pains of the intestines wanting to grow. And I was like, exactly. Exactly. And so my friends, our bodies are 67 or 76. I don't know. One of the 2% water. Don't you love that? I don't know. It's not totally relevant, but what is relevant is water is malleable and changeable, and water will respond to whatever energy we give it. So if you give your body the energy that you have tinnitus and it's not actually true, and you go down a path with doctors and healers and technicians and x-rays and whatever, and you go down this path telling everybody, cool, yeah, so Carol says 76 or what you're capable of, exactly. And you go down the rabbit hole of telling doctors you have tinnitus, doctors are going to keep reinforcing the tinnitus. And if it isn't actually tinnitus, you'll never be able to change it because you can't change a label that isn't true. Yeah, right. Oh, what else is possible? Yeah. And is it even yours? Right. And those are questions, right? So that you can ask. And so my friends, start asking, what is my body perceiving? What is my body changing? And what capacity does my body have that I keep thinking isn't a capacity? So my friends, my healing capacities with my body and with bodies in general, it's because like, I actually thought that I was fucked up with my body. I didn't think I was a healer. I was put on antidepressants and psychotic drugs at the age of 13 because my parents told me I was helpless. And guess what? For 15 years, I bought the lie. And for 15 years, I wanted to die. And for 15 years, I struggled with my body. And for 15 years, I hated my life and I used drugs and alcohol to escape and almost died several times. Right? I'm alive to tell the story. So why I'm saying that is, if your body has a capacity and you do not want to acknowledge it, or you're refusing to acknowledge it, right? You will literally create a dis-ease or a pain or a broken something, right? To avoid knowing it's a capacity, but your body is simply creating a dis-ease, creating something in your body so it can turn up the volume to get your attention. The only, like, so the person, who is it from? I think you're from Hungary. So Kitty, like, whatever's going on with your body, what is your body trying to get your attention on? What's right about the pain and the problem you're not getting? Okay, so everything that is times a godzillion, we just join on creative, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So what do I suggest you do? Find someone who has no fucking point of view and who's willing to ask you questions and not put up with your lies that you don't know. Because here's the reality. You do know, you just don't want to know that you know, because no one's given you permission to know that it's okay to know. I'm going to say that for all of you. Nobody has given you permission to know that you know. Everybody wants you to give them an answer. You're welcome, Christina. So I'm being a little intense with you on purpose, because it's a lie that you don't know. And as long as you buy the lie that you don't know, and this goes for all of us, whenever I say I don't know, it's a lie. You're so welcome, right? So here's what I ask all the time when something isn't going my way. What is right about this I'm not getting? This is a question directly from Gary. But the other piece I ask is, what is my body facilitating me to be aware of that I'm pretending I'm not aware of? I'll say that again. What is my body facilitating me to be aware of that I'm pretending I'm not aware of? Pain in the body is simply the body inviting you to be aware. Right. Cool. The intensity and pain in my body just revved up. Right, Ola, because it's trying to get your attention and you keep thinking the pain is a wrongness. Yeah. Yeah, get your bars run. Exactly. And here's the thing, my friends. I tend to fry people when I'm on calls. I don't mean to. I apologize in advance for frying you, or post advance for frying you. And part of this is, what do you know? What have you been asking for? What's your body desiring to create? And what experience is your body asking to receive that you haven't allowed it to receive? And so it's funny, not sorry, I'm glad, cool. That's awesome, you guys are awesome. So, you know, it's funny, we have actually a ton of cool creations happening that we want to tell you about. And unfortunately, you guys are fried, so probably none of you will do anything with the information. But I'll tell you anyway, okay? So one of the things that we have coming up, which I'm really excited about, is, well, three things. Ditch the judgment. So if you guys don't know, I created several months ago something called the Ditch the Judgments Challenge. And it's a 15-day challenge where you get in front of the mirror and you literally let go of every judgment you've ever bought as real with your body, okay? And what's crazy, what happens when you do this for 15 days in a row is literally you start to see that every judgment you have is a fantasy. Every judgment you have about your body is an invention. And I can tell you guys for real, so for the last 10 years, I've been telling myself and my body that I have cellulite. Right? And I just did a huge photo shoot for new pictures and new branding for classes for 2020 and all this stuff. And I was telling my team, I was like, oh man, I'm so embarrassed about my cellulite. And like, my team was like, Catherine, what the fuck? Your pictures do not really have cellulite on them, right? And I'm like, but I have dimples. And they're like, And one of my team members was like, I was literally expecting to see like cellulite. And I was like, well, don't, they're like, your pictures don't have any cellulite. And I was like, oh my God, how much do I make up a story about what I think I see to prove that I see it? And here's what I was doing: to keep everybody, including me, at a comfortable distance so I don't have to be all of me. Okay. So, and I've been watching this in relationship, right? With somebody And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm creating all these stories to keep that person at a comfortable distance. Right. Susan says that's fucked. I know. But do you guys recognize where in your life you are creating stories that are keeping you and other people at a comfortable distance? Yeah. So Jennifer says the mirror work that you do and Ditch the Judgments challenge is incredible and life-changing. Yeah. So you guys are welcome to join the challenge. We start it soon. It's actually supposed to start on Monday and I kind of forgot about it. So we're going to, you know, if you guys want to come play, it's going to be amazing. It's 15 days. You get me every day live. Yeah, it's pretty. And what's cool is people go, holy cow, I lost 5 pounds, or wow, I'm not seeing physical change, but my whole body's changing, or my whole life is changing, or I have more energy to work in my business, or holy cow, I had no idea how many judgments I had. So that's one. Number two, which we're going to do, is that I'm really excited about this creation. It's called the extraordinary experience of energizing everything in your life. And it's 30 days and 30 energy pulls. So for 30 days, we're going to do an energy pull about what we talked about earlier, which is the experience of things, not the, because a lot of times what energy pulls are, let me get the result. Let me get the car. Let me get the money. Let me get the sex. Let me get the body. Let me get the health. Let me get the ease. So we do energy pulls for the result. We're going to do energy pulls for 30 days for the experience. And we're going to pull in the energies you would like to have in your life and living. It's 30 days. And here's, you guys, this is what's really crazy. It would originally was going to be, I think, $500. We're doing it for $111. We start on 111 for $111 for 30 days of energy pulls. So if you want to come play, I'd say you'd be crazy not to, but that's just my interesting point of view. You guys are welcome to come play. So the link is also there. And when we send out the recording will be sent out within 24 hours, registered yesterday. Awesome, Carol. When does it start? It starts January 11th. So 111. So a week from today. Cool. 111 for $111. Mind blowing. Right? So if you guys want to come play, if you know people that you want to share this with, please feel free to share the links with them. You can share the link to sign up for this recording and people can get the recording afterwards. Right? And then the last thing I'll say is NJD Every Day. It's been going on for 64 days. You can join. The doors close on January 15th. We're not letting anyone else in after January 15th. Every day for 365 days, and it's $1 a day. Pretty freaking amazing. So you guys are welcome to come play in all of those creations. Oh, baby. We put the links in. And then Alyssa, if we want to, I don't know who's sending out the recording. I think Michelle will send out the recording. Can we give her those three links so that we can put it in the email so you guys have it? Cool. So does that mean it's 365? Well, it's 365 days from when I started, but you basically have access to 365 days. So you're not missing anything. You can literally join at any time. Yeah. It's amazing. I highly recommend. I recommend all of it, but that's just me. So cool. So hopefully this was a contribution. Do you guys have any questions, anything anyone want to ask that is relevant to the topics? If you want to talk about your fucked up big toe, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear it. But if you want to ask a question relevant to the conversation today, I'm happy to contribute any questions you guys have. Gustav says you could do 365 for a month and it would be worth it. Yeah, it really would. Because here's what we're doing in that course is literally destroying every point of view you have. So you wake up and you're like, I don't know who I am. I don't know what to create. Like, it literally is like joy walking. Cool. You are feisty today. I'm always feisty, Amelia. You know it. I am feisty today. Cool. So what tips do you have for allowance and acknowledgement? Well, are you willing to be in allowance of you? I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's cheaper than a cup of coffee. You guys are awesome. So Ola, here's what I'll say about allowance and acknowledgement is if you are trying to function from somebody else's reality or somebody else's paradigm, it's really hard to have allowance for you. But if you are willing to start to commit to, Christelle says, is it possible to have NJD every day in French? Sevi, can you reach out to Christelle and start a conversation? Or Christelle, will you reach out to Sevi and see if that's possible? Cool. So, but if you're in somebody else's reality, it's really hard to have allowance for you, right? It's really hard to have allowance for you. But if you're in your reality and you're willing to be as insane as you actually are, part of why we don't have allowance for ourselves is because we've put expectations on who we should be. Make sense? And so if we expect ourselves to be kind all the time and somebody comes up and tries to like throat punch you, and you have to defend or throat punch them back, right? You might not be an allowance of yourself getting angry or getting intense or getting whatever it is, right? So what I would say is allowance acknowledgement is, are you willing to be an allowance of you without a point of view of what that needs to look like? So are you willing to be outrageous? Are you willing to be obnoxious? Are you willing to be in pain? Are you willing to not be in pain? Are you willing to be happy? Are you willing to be pissed off, right? And when you're willing to be all energies, no energy can destroy you. But when you're not willing to be in energy, that's when you're not in allowance. So what energies are you refusing to be that if you allowed yourself to be it, would give you the ease of having your reality? Holy buckets, everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock pod, all nine, shorts, boys and meons. Wow is right. So can you talk about killing energy as a way of creating? Yes. I was on some call. It did something about killing energy, right? And so check this out. Does a volcano create itself by nice or by killing energy? Yeah, NJD for your money, honey, is when I talked about killing energy. Right, Marianne says killing energy. Deb says killing energy. Marianne says big time. Okay, so right. And so what's your point of view of killing energy? And what capacity for killing energy do you have that you've been refusing to be? And you guys, if like this is probably running on all of you. So what capacity for killing energy do you have that you've been refusing to be? Right? Like I was talking to Gwen last week about sort of being the energy of killing energy with her flute playing. She would kill men and they would drop dead in their seats if she was willing to be the energy she could be while playing the flute. And it would make her a fuck ton more money than she's been willing to choose. Okay? Yeah, everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it, please. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. That's a great question, Heike. Sorry, I'm terrible with names. Yeah. And so just start asking everybody with the kill energy, what capacity for killing energy do you have that you're refusing to be? That if you allowed yourself to be it, would create your reality quickly with total ease. Yeah. I've been refusing the kill energy of design. That's all right. Who cares? You've been killing it. You've been doing awesome. Right? Aw, thank you, Ava. Says 15 people from Hungary. That's amazing. Thank you guys for being here. That's so awesome. So Heike says, what about allowance for others when they are choosing something that doesn't work for us? Well, allowance doesn't mean being a doormat. Okay? Allowance means being an allowance of you in regards to what they're choosing. I'm going to say that again. Allowance means being an allowance of you in regards to what they're choosing. So if somebody's doing something that doesn't work for you and you live with them and you keep silently getting pissed off, that's on you, not on them. So what choices do you have that you've been refusing to acknowledge you have? So I'll give an example. When my son's dad and I got together, we were together for 10 years. And for the first 6 years of our relationship, when we were living together, we had separate bedrooms. And the reason we had separate bedrooms is because I hated his decoration taste and he refused to compromise. And I refused to put up with his decorations. So I said, how about we just get separate bedrooms? So for 6 years, we had separate bedrooms. I got to have my little cave. He got to have his little cave. And every day we got to choose whether or not we wanted to be together. So it created a longevity of our relationship because choice of being together was never taken for granted. It was always worked on. Every day it was, do we want to sleep in the same bed together or do we not? That created a hell of a lot of choice. So everywhere you are lying to you about your choices, so will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Right, Kitty, exactly. So Kitty says, Dane helped me get aware of having the capacity of hearing people's wish to die and making myself wrong for not being able to change it. Exactly, my friends. Your bodies have capacities. So I forget who it was who has the ear thing, but what is it that you can hear that no one else on the planet can hear that you keep making a wrongness that's actually a possibility? I'm glad we get the Zoom on replay. You talk so fast. I know. I do. It's just one of those things. Okay. So if I ask the question, what capacity for killing energy do I have that I'm refusing? Do I need to just ask and listen to my body? So here's what you want to do, Marianne. That's a great question. You want to perceive the experience your body is having when you ask that question. So do you guys get, when you ask a question, most of you are trying to get the answer or the conclusion or the judgment or whatever. What if you ask the question and allow your body to perceive the experience or allow you to perceive the experience your body's having? So ready? I'm going to ask that question. I want you guys all to perceive the experience your body's having. What capacity with the killing energy do you have that you've been refusing to choose? And let your body have the experience. Woo! Isn't that so much lighter? Because then you don't have to make yourself wrong for not figuring it out. Oh, you guys are such cute humanoids. We always make ourselves wrong. So, you're so welcome, Marianne. I love that question. So yes, you guys, the replay will be out hopefully sometime today. You guys are welcome to come join us on all three adventures or one of them. We are creating something that hasn't been created before. And, you know, if this conversation sparked you, gave you some information, highly recommend choosing one or all three of the adventures. And I just want to thank you guys for your energy, for your presence, for the invitation you are. And I wonder what's right about you you're not getting. I wonder what it would be like if you started to celebrate the stuff that you try to hide. And if you start letting yourself experience how other people experience you. You guys are amazing. I'm going to go flirt with money now. Amen, baby. So my friends, thank you so much for being here. You're such a gift. 2020, highly recommend you guys start writing down what are the experiences you want to have, right? So I'm not asking for money this year. I'm asking for cafe in Paris. I'm asking for, you know, a private plane and getting my bars run while on the plane. I'm asking for Oprah and I to fly to Hawaii and I work on her while, like, I'm asking for the experiences, okay? So start to be curious about what experiences you want to have this year. And then the money will show up. And then the man or the woman or the relationship or the business or the whatever will show up. The NJD Joy Jam Jet. Amen. All right. So my friends, on four, can we open the door to all possibilities for you, for your body, for ease, and for anything and everything in between? Ha. On four. There we go. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And one, two, three, four. And if you don't want to wait for the email and the replay, you guys can go to No Judgment Diet on Facebook. And we'll put the, Alyssa, can we put the three links in there or do some, I think the events are in there. You guys can find it pretty easily, I think, by going to the events on No Judgment Diet. So thank you so much for being here. You guys are amazing. Happy 2020. What else is possible? And we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody. Cool. That'd be amazing. Thanks, Alyssa. Bye, everybody.